We have a saying in our language in Eritrea. I will translate it directly. The stick of truth is very thin, but no matter how much you lash with it, it will never get broken. So we are not only vindicated, that is the reality, and that's what we've been saying. And we have never, ever supplied any ammunition or financial support to anybody in Somalia. So we have been criminalized and unjustly accused for our thinking out of the box, for just simply saying that Somalians must be left alone and they should resolve their problem through their internal dynamic reconciliation conference. We also said no military solution to Somalian issue. There is no way military solution would bring anything except disaster. And the third point we said was no external imposed leadership is going to succeed. So for thinking like this, which everybody is now saying, I'm sure, you know, everybody must have read the Council on Foreign Relations have put out a very big document, Somalia, a new approach. And that is exactly the trend. And even Carson, you know, in his interview recently, has started saying exactly the same thing, where he says, in Somalia, even ammunition is like a bazaar of all types of weapons. And they don't need weapons. He even confirmed this fact in spite of what the United States supplied and what the Ethiopians have been supplying for the last 18 years.
Ambassador Asmerom, the report categorically states that Asmara has continued to provide political, diplomatic, and financial assistance to these groups in Somalia.
This is a watered-down resolution. If you look at the resolution in the UN Security Council, what they have the illegal sanction, the illegal resolution, clearly that's what it says, because in the past we were accused of military support. Finally, when we started challenging them that they don't have any evidence, they started watering it down to diplomatic and political support kind of thing. Even those issues are thinking of out of the box for saying that there must be all-inclusive reconciliation, no external imposition of any leadership, and no military solution. If that is considered the political and diplomatic support, be it so. That is thinking out of the box, which everybody should agree, and I think that's the way forward.
Will Asmara be willing to join forces with the African Union, IGAD, as well as other international world bodies or the international community to help restore peace and tranquility in Somalia after decades of instability?
That's a very good question. I think IGAD, and I mean, we have to be very realistic. I'm a very proud African. I believe in African unity. But to bring IGAD and AU as a player is a mockery of reality. Neither Africa does have the capacity nor the resource, neither IGAD has the capacity nor the resource to handle this matter. This is a matter which is being handled by the big powers, and Eritrea is really willing to participate in bringing in peace and harmony and solution in the entire. So to bring Africa into the front as a cover is not justifiable and it's not correct. So I think to assume Africa is playing a lead role in this, or IGAD, is just an insult to the intelligence of the entire international community.
What does Eritrea think is the best solution to resolving the problem in Somalia, as well as ensuring stability in the Horn of Africa region?
That is the gist of the matter. That is what Eritrea and Eritrea's stand, this stand Eritrea, which I'm going to articulate precisely, is a stand which we took since 1991, when we had the best of the best relationship with Ethiopia. So for anybody even to assume there is a proxy war, neither he doesn't know the reality in the Horn of Africa, nor he doesn't know the history of Eritrea, or neither he's just trying to be abusing and disinforming the public. Eritrea doesn't need Einstein's brain. Eritrea is saying very simple and straight three points. There should never be externally driven solution or externally imposed solution, like Abdel Qasim. And we're not saying this off our head. There was Abdel Qasim's government in 2000, It didn't work. It was established in Djibouti. There was Abdullah Yusuf, who was established in Djibouti, in Kenya. Then he couldn't even move out of Baidoa. And then Sheikh Sharif, you know, comes with 250 of his people, another 250 from the other side. They make it 500. So those kind of in Djibouti also, that doesn't work. So what Eritrea is saying, externally imposed solution is not going to work. The second point is we say no military solution. No matter what, the Americans have been supplying all types of ammunition through the Alliance for the Restoration of Peace and counterterrorism. I mean, the warlords were supplied with a lot of ammunition. In Somalia, there is no need of ammunition. I mean, there is plenty of. The Ethiopians have been pumping into Somalia millions and millions of dollars worth of ammunition, you know. And so what Eritrea is saying is no military solution, and also it has to be all-inclusive national reconciliation conference. And I think the Somalians would sit down and sort out their problem. Then we can see who is what, who is the spoiler, who is not the spoiler. Now to level everybody, because even Al-Shabaab is not one organization. Everybody knows it. No organization is cohesive even in Somalia. Even Sheikh Sharif's body is not cohesive. So let us make everybody participate in the exercise, the civil societies, the women, everybody, the elders. Let all come into a conference and then reconcile their differences. That's the only way forward. And there is no other solution.